When it comes to commercial banking, relationships matter. At Associated Bank, we've got you. With a dedicated team of relationship managers helping you secure financing to best serve you today and tomorrow. Visit associatedbank.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
We're with Steve Zanpour, Director of Consumer and Business Banking at Associated Bank. Steve, welcome back.
Thanks for having me. It's good to be back.
I want to focus our conversation on the interest rate cut. The Fed cut interest rates by 0.5%. Talk to us about the most immediate impact for consumers. I'm guessing credit cards, things like auto loans, maybe mortgage rates. What's the biggest one there?
Yeah, I think, you know, in the short term, it's going to be your revolving interest rates. And so, you know, the credit card debt will start to see some relief on an interest rate environment. The auto loans will come down. Mortgage rates will come down. Probably a little slower, a little lagging effect from the interest rate cut. But, you know, some immediate relief as it relates to kind of some of the short-term borrowings like credit card interest rates, which will be nice relief for the consumer.
Yeah. I know it's already spurred some buying in the refinance market, the mortgage markets, and people are coming off the sidelines to buy, to get mortgages and refinances. Should we be doing that right now, or should you think maybe we should wait a little bit longer to see where rates go from here?
You know, it's always based on immediate need, right? Like, I think if you have the flexibility to wait a little, I would wait. You know, there's no harm in, you know, kind of looking at potentially more than one opportunity to refinance as well, as kind of rates continue to come down if you need that flexibility or that excess cash. But I do think it's a good time to kind of look at and wait and see what happens next.
One of the areas where it may not be such good news for consumers is the savings rate. People who've had big CDs, I'm talking like 5% or more CDs. How will those change now that we've seen interest rates be cut?
Yeah, those will start to pull back. I think in the marketplace, you're already seeing a lot of interest rates come down from a savings standpoint. Not that fast yet, but they'll continue to move if interest rates move down for sure. And I think that's kind of what the market is anticipating. And so for your true savers at one end of the spectrum, it's lowering their savings power outside of the market, right? If the market continues to stay strong, there's opportunities to reinvest those funds into the market. But a lot of your big savers are also borrowers, right? And so what is maybe a little bit hurtful on the savings side, eventually they'll start to be able to make up for on the borrowing side with borrowing power. And so for that kind of meaty middle that drives the economy, this is a good thing.
Steve, talk to us a little bit about how all of this impacts the economy. What are the first impacts that we'll see? I know the Fed is saying that we think there's still going to be a soft landing, but we've seen some concerning numbers in terms of jobs. This rate cut might head that off a little bit, but what are we going to see here moving forward in the next, 3 to 6 months?
You know, I think that's what's important to look at from the Fed perspective on these cuts. I think the half was an aggressive move, but probably the right move if you're looking at it from the standpoint of both inflationary risk and job market risk. To your point, I think it was more skewed towards trying to balance out the job market a little bit more. As I look at the spending from an interest rate or an inflation perspective, the difference I saw is as rates were going up, people, let's say you spent $100 on groceries. You still spent $100 on groceries, and potentially you just got less groceries because of the inflation rate, but you still spent $100, right? Today, what I think we're starting to see is this notion around a little more conservatism. So you might be going to the grocery store and spending $80. And at this point in time, your $80 is getting you even less. But the hope is that gap at the $80 will eventually catch up if the Fed can get us to the soft landing, and I think they're doing a great job of kind of easing us towards that trajectory.
I want to talk to you a little bit about how Americans feel about the economy. We had another report on consumer confidence that was lower than expectations. Consumers have had a negative view of the economy for a while, and they still feel that way. Do you think a change in interest rates is going to impact that, or talk to us a little bit about what people are concerned about?
I think over time it will. I don't think up front, because like I shared, I don't think things are going to move that quickly, right? Like the rates coming down, both in the savings account, will happen. It won't move, you know, substantially fast. Your rates coming down on your debt is moving down, but it's not going to happen substantially fast. And so your your wait and see or your skepticism from the American consumer is still healthy, I would say, on where we're going to end up. And, you know, the real concern has shifted towards, in my opinion, the job market, right? The more comfortable you are in the fact that your job is going to be there and continue to be strong, I call it the complaint factor. You might complain about spending $100 at the grocery store and getting less, but you still spend $100 at the grocery store and get less. When you're worried about your job, you now spend $75 at the grocery store, and that reality of getting less is actually a reality, right? Of getting less and spending less and being more cautious. And I think that's what we're starting to see play out a little bit in this period.
Well, talk to us a little bit about that reality. Are people rightly concerned about themselves losing their jobs? Is there anything to suggest that there's going to be a downturn in jobs? I know we've seen a couple of weak jobs reports in recent months, but is there a concern that we might see something happen there?
You know, I think we're on the path to a soft recovery, so I don't think it'll be dramatic, in my opinion. And so I think, you know, it's always prudent to make sure that, you know, you're spending what you can afford to spend and you're saving what you can afford to spend, right? That's why I'm telling you, our retail branch network is the ones that do the yeoman's work during this period, because people come in with a lot of questions about just this exact thing, Steve. And it really is centered around having holistic conversations and being able to talk through people, just take the fear out of the equation and get down to the reality of, right, like, what industry are you in? How long have you been in your job? What's your debt levels? What's your savings levels? And really rebalancing that whole thing. And so I do think that the economy is going to land fine, but I always think it's important for people to have that healthy bit of concern, because it forces you to actually look and evaluate your current situation, where we all make better decisions from doing that. It's like the box you haven't gone into when you move. That's what I always tell people, right? I've moved several times and I got boxes I haven't touched in 2 years. It's probably time to get rid of those boxes.
Right. Yeah. I think we all have those. And, you know, one high profile person that is concerned is Fed Governor Michelle Bowman. She was the lone dissenter on the interest rate cut, the first governor who dissented from an interest rate decision since 2005. She says she's still worried that inflation could reignite. Does she have founded fears there?
Yeah, I think it potentially could have been a fear, but I think, as you just described, with the reality of people's skepticism is going up, that to me says that's probably not going to have a cause, because you're not going to see this mad rush of people going to spend because the Fed cut 50 basis points, right? And so that fear of inflation only comes if you assume that this is going to have this big impact, and I think they've even shared that they anticipate more. And so, you know, the old term of trying to catch the falling knife, right? Like, I don't see any big mover that's going to cause people to go spend right now in droves that would change the trajectory of where the Fed wants to go.
All right. Steve, great conversation. How can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
Always reach out. Again, email address, steven.zampor@associatedbank.com. Happy to take any callers as well. Our retail distribution network is always open and available to answer questions just like this to help you prepare for the future. So I really appreciate the time, Steve.
All right. We'll talk to you next time. Thank you.
Thank you.